Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
$21 million Chinese right after they turned on the 5G network in Wuhan. 21 million Chinese in Wuhan ditched their 5G subscriptions and devices. So they knew something was happening, people falling over dead in the streets.
And Sean, what your listeners need to understand is that 5G radiation damage to the body, and that's not just 5G, it's the entire spectrum has that potential. And we know that from medical studies on it that go back to 1976, when the Defense Intelligence Agency issued a report by the Department of the Army.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet. And believe me, there's much more powerful sound bites in this interview than the ones I just played there. You're not going to want to miss this one. In this conversation, we talk about the bioweapon push, which continues with new pro-genocide TV spots in Minnesota, and so much more in this one, including the conclusion, which inevitably more and more folks are coming to, which is that the COVID boogeyman is merely cover for the real problem, 5G. Before we start, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has US-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to. Right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with a blockbuster show. You're not going to want to miss this one, friends. I'm back on the line, Dr. Lee Vliet and attorney Todd Callender. Dr. Vliet, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Sean. Great to be back with you.
Great to have you back. And Todd, you've been hitting home runs. You're getting a lot of play about the military deaths rising exponentially. We saw you over on InfoWars. Your True News interview got picked up by InfoWars. So congrats on that. Important information. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about 10 evil bills in California, the heart of darkness. We're going to be talking about those military deaths rising exponentially. A new initiative at truthforhealth.org, very, very important. And of course, we do need to roll 5G into this conversation because sadly, the three of us having this conversation believe 5G is part of this eugenics plan. More on that in a second. If you guys don't mind, I want to start with this from Dell Bigtree. Very shocking information that proves this attack, this war on humanity, and this war on kids is unrelenting. They're not going to stop. This from PERC, Protection of the Educational Rights of Kids. I'm going to play this at 1.25 speed. It's Dell Bigtree taking us through 10 new, absolutely evil, tyrannical bills in California. California truly is the heart of darkness. This is what these enemies of humanity want for all of us. It's quite shocking. Listen to this.
Here they are. SB 871 requires all children 0 to 17 to get the COVID-19 vaccine. SB 866 lowers the age of consent to age 12. SB 920 authorizes the medical board to inspect a doctor's office and records without patient's consent, violating HIPAA laws. SB 1464 forces law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders, even if they oppose them. SB 1479 requires schools to continue COVID testing. SB 1390 censors any social media platform that posts dissenting information that contradicts the government narrative. SB 1184 changes the California Medical Privacy Act to authorize a healthcare provider or service plan to disclose your child's medical information to a school link services coordinator without parental consent. AB 1797 makes changes to the California Immunization Record Database for government agencies to have access to all vaccine records in addition to just students. AB 1993 requires all employees, including independent contractors, to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. And AB 2098 classifies the sharing of COVID-19 medical opinion by doctors and surgeons, contrary to the CDC narrative, as misinformation and as unprofessional conduct that would result in disciplinary action, a total military takeover of the state based on your health records that were once yours, the decisions for your body and your children that were once yours, all on the chopping block.
I'll pause it there. I think that's absolutely shocking. And those aren't laws. Those are tyrannical dictates. They want to lower the age of consent to get the bioweapon to 12 years old. Dr. Vliet, I could see your reaction to some of that while you were listening. I probably should have let that play at regular speed because it's so important. It's shocking, shocking, shocking what's going on in California. Your thoughts?
You know, I think you're right, Sean. It is staggering. And I think actually that it was played so fast that most people probably can't even process it. It's hard enough to process it at regular speed. This is devastating. This is actually as tyrannical as communist China and the old former Soviet Union. Never in our history have we had such medical intrusion and control under the state, down to controlling children against their parents in the way that those 10 initiatives were just laid out. It's our country is gone if those succeed in being implemented.
And it's communism. We need to be very clear about this. This
Absolutely.
Is what communism is. The state will raise your children. The state will control your children. The state will make decisions about the health of your children.
The state will decide if you're able to have children. That's the next one. That's half the reason why these shots are so pathogenic to the reproductive systems. They've already figured out how to stop people from breeding. There'll be like Jurassic Park. There will be no unauthorized breeding in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And that is true, Sean, because they've known about immunological gene therapy approaches to contraception for at least the last 22 to 23 years. And this is not a new concept to sterilize through vaccination. Bill Gates has used it. And so there's been a lot of research on that over the years. These shots are damaging the ovaries and testes in all of the animal species studied.
Sorry, doctor, I was going to say Gardasil was designed to make people sterile. And it was required some years ago, I think in all 50 states, that women or girls of childbearing age must have it. It was added to the mandatory vaccination schedule. So no doubt there. And we happen to know that the study in Africa, if memory serves, I think it was in Kenya, when they did the field trials of Gardasil, there was 50% of the people that got the shot went home sterile. So I gather they refined their tradecraft by now.
Yeah, Merck's Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, which they are now pushing on boys. It's absolute pits of hell. It's a preposterous drug or vaccine to begin with. Because we don't have to get into this specifically, but my understanding is that the data suggests that the HPV quote unquote vaccine may protect against two or three of the more than 100 variants of that particular cancer that it's
herpes
that it's proposed to prevent. It's just, well, look, let's do a flashback. This is a man who sold his soul, as we talked about in our last discussion.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And so
if she really has the flu, if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. if she really has the flu.
She right. should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
So maybe at one point the man didn't sell his soul, but at some point during his life, he clearly did sell out to Big Pharma because that's not the song he's singing anymore, Dr. Vliet.
Well, in fact, they have absolutely denied natural immunity with COVID, and they have put people who are COVID recovered at anywhere from 8 to 10-fold higher risk of adverse events by pushing them to get these COVID shots. It's devastating damage to give the shot to someone who's recovered from COVID. I've seen it in my practice. Those people have had far higher incidence of adverse effects. And I know Dr. McCullough was talking about this months ago, and so were many others. Geert Vandenbosch in Europe and others were talking about the fact that once you already have the illness and have antibodies to that virus, you risk serious adverse events getting the vaccine on top of that. And then if you get sick, you're even at higher risk for life-threatening complications. So Anthony Fauci has lied to the public in egregious ways that have cost lives. No question about that in my mind medically.
Did you guys hear about the death of the Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins at age 50?
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody's talking about the fact that he was fully vaccinated. The mainstream media is ignoring that. Dave Grohl, the leader, the founder of the band Foo Fighters, made sure that everybody in that band was vaccinated. And then if you wanted to go see the band play, you had to present your vaccine papers. So Dave Grohl, in my opinion, has blood on his hands. He's at least partially responsible for the death of Taylor Hawkins, because I've heard now that since his autopsy has been done, his heart was twice its normal size. So no wonder he was calling down to the hotel front desk, begging for help, saying he was having severe chest pains. And by the time help got to him, he was pretty much dead. They could not bring him back. Very, very sad. A man in peak physical condition. And of course, they said it was drug related, and they came out with that within 24 hours. I'm not sure how you can do a toxicology report that quickly. And he dropped dead right before another concert was supposed to take place in Colombia. And nobody's talking about the fact that it might be vaccine related. Your
how
thoughts?
Many people, sorry, Sean, how many people have to fall over dead on camera for us to say, well, hey, there might be something wrong here? They lied to us about the fact that this is a clinical trial. Half the planet is, you know, partaking in his laboratory animals. They lied to us about safe and effective. They lied to us about how many doses you need to be fully vaccinated. They've lied about people falling over dead on the field. And in this case, saying, oh, it must have been a drug overdose. How many lies does it take for people to understand it? And I've put out a challenge before, and I'll say it again. We know there are HIV proteins used in these shots. And we know that that is causing vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. Dr. Vliet can speak, you know, very intelligently about that. How many lives does it take? How many people falling over dead does it take? How many positive HIV tests does it take before people say, you know, there might be a problem. Maybe we shouldn't listen to the government. The next one is coming, by the way. We've already seen reports of, you know, hemorrhagic fever in the UK and China, just like there was with COVID. The next one is coming, and it'll be the Marburg provisions of the PREP Act coming into effect.
Dr. Vliet, I know you have thoughts on that. So let's get to that. I'm going to jot that down. Marburg fear-mongering, and what might more likely be part of the problem is 5G. So let's talk about that. One thing I wanted to add, guys, is that the stage manager for the Foo Fighters, their longtime stage manager, I believe he was around age 40, he died recently, unexpectedly as well. Now, remember, Dave Grohl made the entire band, everybody associated with the band, get the shots, get the boosters. It's so shocking to me that these people can be so uneducated that they won't take the time to do basic research before they make people they care about go out and get this bioweapon. And maybe that's a good segue to the military spike in deaths. Todd, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because your interview with Rick Wiles on True News was powerful and everybody's picking it up.
Yes. So first and foremost, in that interview, you would have heard me say there are data from the DMED database, that's the military's own database that tracks all these kinds of things, and picked up an 1,100% all-cause morbidity and mortality. So whoever picked it up after that and forgot about the morbidity part. So it was 1,100% all-cause sickness and serious adverse events and actual death. At the time, I was a little bit concerned. Oh boy, it's they said 1,100% increase in deaths. However, that appears to actually be correct. I found from some of our whistleblower clients who are physicians in the military that they have 90 plus unexplained deaths on Fort Bragg alone. It's a 27,000% higher rate of fatalities on Fort Bragg than they normally suffer during wartime. So that 1,100% is probably a little bit conservative in reality, but that's what I was trying to say at the time. And we know this because the phase one, phase two, and phase three clinical trials for these shots, for the Pfizer BioNTech shots, was conducted on 44,000 US service members and their families. The study name, you can look it up for yourself, is C459-1001. And you will see that it was the military that actually has been part and parcel of this the whole time. They can't act like they didn't know. And in the process, they offshored the data. So they had an app on a phone for all the people that got the shots and were participating in the study. And they were reporting their events and very strict rules dictated whether or not that data would actually make it to Pfizer for its submissions for its license. They effectively washed the data. So everything looked like it was fine in Pfizer's application with morbidity, mortality events, serious adverse events within the normal range. However, you need only look at the post-marketing study that came out afterwards. It was the Pfizer one, and it had something like 1,292, not just serious adverse events of special consideration. It went on for 9 pages. I think people have seen it now. It included some of those bizarre things we've never even heard of, if at all. But the only way you get 1,200 different maladies resulting from a shot is just what we've been talking about. Dr. Vliet's been very clear about it, and that is an attack on the systems. And that seems to go hand in hand with this whole vaccine-induced AIDS commentary, a name, I guess, is really what it is. It's a label. No, that's it. Vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. And I think if memory serves, this was relating to the 3 separate HIV proteins included in the shots. And my challenge lately has been simply this. If you don't believe what we're saying, if you don't believe the people falling over dead, on TV or in the court or the football field, if you don't believe that your next door neighbor who is now permanently injured is related to the shots, go get an HIV test. Just go and see. And if I'm wrong, I'll apologize to you, but we're not wrong. Everybody that got the shots was given HIV proteins.
And let me just clarify one term very quickly. It is acquired immune deficiency syndrome rather than autoimmune, because autoimmune implies something the body is generating on its own. And this is acquired, which is the name for AIDS. HIV was acquired immune deficiency syndrome, acquired from the HIV virus. And we can acquire an immune deficiency syndrome from a number of causes: environmental chemicals, xenobiotics, opiate, chronic opiate use, malnutrition, and immune suppressant medicines. So there actually are a number of ways that people can acquire a deficiency of our immune response. Chronic stress, overwhelming stress, can also do that and suppress the immune system. Grief is an example. We see a rise in deaths among widows and widowers in 2 years after the loss of a loved one. These are all things that can do that. Todd's point is critical, because the insertion of the 3 proteins related to HIV virus into these mRNA and DNA products means that it is introducing something into the body that alters your body immune system and decreases the effectiveness of your body's immune system.
That's right.
That's critically important.
Doctor, I'm sorry, you said something really important there, and I apologize to you. You said it actually causes the body to produce these things. And, And actually, you were very helpful in this to understand that the mRNA, as a gene therapy, is effectuating a change in people's cells. And it's causing them to produce synthetic DNA, spike proteins in particular, who knows what else. It's actually that basis in the law that caused us to file in our appellate brief very recently a claim that the patent holders, in fact, probably own at least part of the synthetic genome, meaning the people who actually got the shots. They have property rights, chattel property rights in the vaccinated people, in violation of the 13th Amendment. But it's actually precisely what you just said. It is the function of causing somebody's body to produce these synthetic proteins, these synthetic results, that's actually giving rise to this ownership claim by the patent holders.
And, you know, Todd, a lot of people probably could look at both of us and say, oh, come on, they're just making all this stuff up and that's too far-fetched and yada, yada, yada. But the point I want to make in support of what you just said is the fact that we, look, there's already common sense application of the company that develops an alteration in the genetic makeup of something owns that product that they made. Think about all of the genetically modified seeds, for example, that the company that developed them, let's say Monsanto, owns the patent on those seeds, and then farmers license the use of those genetically modified seeds. We have genetically modified research animals, humanized mice. That genetically modified mouse strain is owned by the company that holds the patent on that product. So it's not at all far-fetched to think the next step is, if they have patented a product that changes the human genome, why wouldn't the patent holder have ownership of that?
Todd, we've talked about that. Not only is that a theory, it's a fact. That's already law, correct?
It is law. It comes out of the Supreme Court case we discussed previously. It's a molecular pathology versus myriad genetics. It's a 2013 Supreme Court case. And I cited that in our brief that we filed on Monday. In fact, the Department of Justice came back right after the next day and said, oh, we didn't think about this. We need an extra 30 days to answer. That's right. You cannot, generally the law calls for, including the creation of the patent law, the Patent Act itself, you can't patent a human. You can't patent anything related to this exactly. It's specifically prohibited. But in this particular case, if they're creating synthetic humans, then why can't they patent that? And that's the question before the court is, do the patent holders of these shots or components thereof have intellectual property rights, chattel property rights in those that got the shots? And I would say, in addition to this, and by the way, I think we're right. Sadly, I think that we're right. It strikes me that this is the typical Hegelian dialectic, right? The problem was this COVID infection that didn't exist because the mortality rates didn't change in 2019 or 2020, but they sure as heck blew it up as though people were dying left, right, and center. It caused everybody to get the shots, and now everybody's got these maladies, HIV, AIDS, I guess, vaccine AIDS, whatever you call it, and the next one is coming. We can already see the preparations are in place for the next shoe to drop, for the next plan that they're going to roll out. And all of this, by the way, Sean, seems to be in furtherance of the third plank of Agenda 21, massive depopulation. And it's not like they're hiding this. How many times have you seen Bill Gates and these people get up on stage and say, we need to reduce population by 15% per year, get that number down to zero? They're not hiding that that's their goal. So why is it that people won't believe this?
Right. Well, I actually have a treat for you guys. Maybe you haven't seen this. So Dr. Vliet, Todd Callender, despite everything we've just covered, right? The FDA's known side effects, the effects of the bioweapon, the VAERS reporting database, and stay tuned, guys, a new initiative at truthforhealth.org, very exciting, to help expose the truth about the dangers and the side effects, the effects of these bioweapon shots. You guys remember me telling you about Dr. Eileen Crespo and the propaganda she peddles in my state? Well, I'm not sure if that campaign has ended entirely, but there's a new campaign funded by the Minnesota Department of Health. And let me do a screen share. This one might be more effective because now they're using just real people, man on the street type interviews, to peddle this new idea that it's okay to change your mind. Those of you that were vaccine hesitant. Now, as fate would have it, I captured this off my TV, and the spot just prior to the one you're about to see was one for Masked Singer. And literally just as the universe would align, I guess it's a coincidence, Hydra is one of the characters on The Masked Singer this year. Do you guys remember what some of the researchers are saying that they're finding in these vaccines?
Yeah. Synthetic life, Hydras.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but watch the new spot, the new campaign in Minnesota.
The Monster Standoff.
They're three heads.
Wednesday at 7 on Fox 9.
We change our minds every day, about a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
All right, let me pause it. I'm coming back to you guys. You know, I used to work for Target Corporation, and I used to make spots exactly like those, of course, not for the vaccine. They were all about education, helping poor kids get educated, books for schools, stuff like that. The warm, fuzzy, sentimental sell. I think that spot is actually very well done, and I think she's very effective, but it's complete propaganda for her to say nobody is dying from the vaccine. Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which, by the way, has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Yes, it's insane.
Well, what also bothers me about that particular spot is that African Americans are orders of magnitude at higher risk from the complications of the shot, because they already have a high incidence of obesity, prediabetes, diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. Genetically and ethnically, that's an epidemiological fact. They are at higher risk of inflammation and blood clot damage from the clots. So to use a Black woman this way and children, Black children this way, in an ad to emphasize getting an experimental treatment to a population that's already at risk is just, I really think that is a diabolical use of the Black population against themselves.
I couldn't agree.
It really concerns me.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I actually think she's very effective. And I believe she believes what she's saying. The sad part is we have the facts. And this isn't even the current VAERS report. This goes back to February 2022, 23,615 deaths. But she says—
And that's 1% of the total.
Right. And she says nobody's dying from this vaccine. Maybe we should talk about the new initiative from truthforhealth.org, because the VAERS reporting database is not enough. We need more data.
We absolutely do, Sean. And I committed in a press conference late 2021 that Truth for Health Foundation would undertake a citizens vaccine safety and vaccine adverse event reporting system to do the job that the CDC is not doing. VAERS, number one, has been flawed for many years. Harvard did a study in 2010 that showed that it was capturing only about 1% of the adverse events associated with vaccines at that time. And that's 12 years ago. VAERS was deliberately made to be difficult to use. Even a physician that's experienced in using it still takes about an hour to an hour and a half to initiate a report, a new report in VAERS. Consumers have a very difficult time trying to use the VAERS database. So what we committed to do and have now just launched this week is the vaccine safety reporting system that is user-friendly. It's web-based, it's on our website. And thanks to wonderful members of our team at Truth for Health Foundation, we have English, Spanish, and Chinese versions of the vaccine safety, vaccine adverse event reporting form. And one of my military people on the Military Advisory Council for the foundation was someone I sent it to preliminarily, and I said, try it out, tell me how it works. And he is a physician. He has had to enter data into VAERS for patients in the military. And he said, wow, this is fantastic. It took me 10 minutes. I did it on my phone, and I was in the gas station waiting for someone to take care of something. So we succeeded in making a user-friendly report that people can go on our website. The data is kept in a secure server, and we will then bring our team of experts, volunteer scientists and epidemiologists and medical experts to analyze the data and report periodically to the public on what we are finding. It just launched this week, and we encourage all of you that have had complications, if you've had a new medical problem since you got the shot, if you've had new medications that suddenly had to be added and you don't really understand why since you got the shot, we want to know that. And if you've had worsening of existing medical conditions, we want to know that. All of that is captured in our adverse event reporting system. And then we have a list of recommended laboratory tests that people can, if their doctors won't do it, you can go online to several of the self-serve laboratory testing sites and order the blood test, have them drawn, and get the report yourself. This is not an exhaustive list of all the lab tests that could be done. These are ones that I've used in my practice for many years to assess multiple organ systems in the body. And they are ones where I have added some of the inflammatory markers that we know are adversely affected and are elevated as a result of the COVID shots. So this is what I'm doing to evaluate my medical patients. And I'm sharing the information with the public so that you can discuss it with your health professionals or take matters into your own hands and request the testing yourself. And then in the next week, we anticipate having our vaccine injury treatment guide that is medically researched based on evidence of the different procedures that work. I know a lot of people are promoting a lot of different things. Our team has committed to providing truthful, medically sound, balanced, peer-reviewed, published data about what is working. And many of the strategies that we're including in our vaccine injury treatment guide are ones that I've been doing in my practice for years and also have been doing to treat both COVID complications and vaccine injury. So these are practical steps. Consumers can take matters into their own hands, do your own report, find out what some of the problems might be, get tested, and then look at very factually based treatment strategies, many of which you can buy over the counter, and you can begin to put together a treatment plan based on the recommendations from the peer-reviewed medical literature that reduce inflammation, reduce blood clots, and improve oxidative stress. So Those are our strategies to take action. Our team is focused on action steps that can help people improve their health and do so in a medically sound way.
Excellent.
So thank you for giving me a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, of course. Let's take a look. I didn't want to interrupt and just do a screen share while you were talking, but I want people to understand truthforhealth.org is the charity and it is the real deal. Dr. Vliet is the real deal because she's not afraid to talk about 5G in your health. This might be a nice segue. By the way, guys, there's the vaccine injury resources right on the front page. 5G and your health. Todd, I think it's very interesting that we see a bit of fear-mongering about Marburg and hemorrhagic disorders as 5G is rolled out coast to coast. And Tom Wheeler, the former FCC chair, of course, he foamed at the mouth to get this thing fast-tracked, despite there being no health studies, safety studies with 5G. In our pre-talk, just before I hit record, Dr. Vliet made a very interesting observation, which was, 5G is more easily controlled and directed than any quote-unquote virus. Do we want to talk a bit about 5G in this conversation? Are there any updates? Yeah. Is there any advice you can share with the audience as the mainstream media ignores 5G and calls it safe and effective, just like the bioweapon?
Safe and effective, exactly. Yes, so we've studied 5G really for many years now, and more recently, we focused on the 18 gigahertz signal. So scientists have, for whatever reason, focused on 18 gigahertz as being important to them. We came to find that it relates to the way that lipid nanoparticles react to that particular frequency. It causes them to swell. It causes them to spill out the contents. Again, the lipid nanoparticles are like little bombers. They control, or I should say they contain, nucleotides, these mRNA fragments, synthetic DNA fragments. And when exposed for 1 minute each, three separate times, it turns out that they dump out whatever fragments they have. It looks like a time-controlled device to unleash what, who knows, whatever it is that's inside of these things. And when I say who knows, you know, we know what the patents say, that the lipid nanoparticles contain pathogenic chimeric bugs, for lack of a better word, some of which are Marburg E. coli hybrids, some of which are Ebola and Staphylococcus and various others. So if in fact that's the case, you know, that we now have 5G up and down every major interstate across the United States, certainly across parts of the world, what is its purpose? It can't be for faster video net speeds. That's what we have here already. We don't need that. There's gotta be a bigger purpose to it. And one of the things Dr. Vliet has explained to me and other experts as well is that depending on the frequency and the intensity of it, it can mimic the very same kind of symptomology as Marburg. I'll give an example. We've all seen how the active denial device in Australia was used for the protesters. Nobody saw the beam of energy hitting those people, but we sure saw the results. They had burns. They had blisters. They had a physical reaction to this beam over and above just running away from it and feeling pain. So we know that the different frequencies and different intensities can result in different symptomology.
Well, here's a thought. The 5G issue isn't just the towers. It's also the smartphone in your pocket. Let's talk about that, because if people want to escape the effects of 5G, they probably should get rid of their smartphones, which might be why dumb phone sales are spiking. I don't know if you guys saw this, but dumb phone sales are gaining relevance. Sales are on the rise as people ditch these smartphones. And the mainstream media is saying it's because people are tired of being slaves to their phone. That might be in part true, but it might also be related to the fact that people don't trust 5G and people do not want to be on this digital plantation anymore.
21 million Chinese right after they turned on the 5G network in Wuhan. 21 million Chinese in Wuhan ditched their 5G subscriptions and devices. So they knew something was happening, people falling over dead in the streets. They turned it on Halloween night, 2019, and over the course of the next month, 21 million Chinese figured it was a good idea to get rid of 5G.
And Sean, what your listeners need to understand is that 5G radiation damage to the body, and that's not just 5G, it's the entire spectrum has that potential. And we know that from medical studies on it that go back to 1976 when the Defense Intelligence Agency issued a report by the Department of the Army showing all of the medical consequences of radiation exposure. And the type of injury depends upon the frequency and the duration and the individual susceptibility and many other factors. But the point is that 5G radiation exposure intensified and added to by the density of the 5G towers and by the fact that everybody's carrying a smartphone in their pocket and Wi-Fi in their homes and bedrooms. All of that, the symptoms of radiation illness, the radiation syndrome, mimic the symptoms of COVID illness, mimic the symptoms of COVID vaccine injury, and mimic the symptoms of hemorrhagic fevers. They all are operating on the same six categories of damage in the human body. And the big ones are immune system dysregulation, blood clotting, inflammation, disruption of cellular transmission, and disruption of blood cell function, and neurologic consequences. So six classes of injury to the human body are caused by all four of these things I just mentioned: COVID illness, COVID vaccine shots, 5G, and the spectrum of radiation, electromagnetic frequency exposure, and hemorrhagic fevers. So you can, if you put your common sense hat on, and I realize a lot of people have taken it off lately, but if you put your common sense hat on, think about it this way. Why would the planners of total control unleash something they can't control? Why wouldn't they use an uncontrollable, terrifying virus like hemorrhagic fever, Marburg, Ebola, all of these ones that you're starting to see leak in the press right now? Why wouldn't they use that as a fear-mongering tactic to cover up what they do have control over, which is the whole 5G rollout, the 5G density, what frequencies are turned on and off at any given time? That's far more controllable than unleashing an unpredictable virus. So I think people need to be stepping back, thinking about how are the orchestrators, the planners, using fear tactics based on one thing to distract us from what they're doing on the other side with devices they do have more control over.
Well, you know what, guys? The more we have these conversations, the more it leads me to believe that the Wuhan virus, the COVID boogeyman, COVID-19 is all cover for 5G. Because what happened in Wuhan, Todd? I mean, it was a 5G pilot test city, pilot city.
As was Milan right after it, as was New York right after that. And if you look at where the hotspots were for COVID, it follows exactly that. Every place they turned on the 5G network had these huge spikes of quote unquote COVID. You're absolutely right.
Well, that was true after New York. There was Seattle, Los Angeles, and San Diego areas, all of which had much larger 5G rollouts than other areas. It was statistically correlated.
Yes, that's right.
Boy, you know, the mainstream media would call us conspiracy theorists for merely having this conversation.
Just because it's a theory doesn't mean it isn't real.
No, but I mean, seriously, it is very real. 5G was never tested, ever. There's no safety studies. And Tom Wheeler and the powers that be literally said, we're not going to wait for the standards. Far better to roll it out and let it loose and let the innovators innovate. To hell with the safety studies.
I would
studies.
Like to know. Yeah. Sean, I am sorry for interrupting you. It reminds me that Children's Health Defense, Robert Kennedy's firm, has already prevailed on this issue. They had sued and won a judgment as it relates to 5G, asking for standards to be set. Nothing has happened as a result of that. So what's the prohibition? Why not have safety standards? Right? Europe has safety standards. Why can't we have those too?
Well, in Europe, safety standards, Todd, are a thousandfold lower levels.
That's right.
Than anything that's been approved in the U.S. So you're right.
Right.
They do have safety standards.
Why?
And they're far tighter than ours. That is concerning as well.
We have none.
Let's just take a second here to delve into conspiracy theory, because I have a real problem with the FDA knowing what the effects of the bioweapon were and wanting to work with Pfizer to cover up all of the data. 75 years they wanted to cover up the data for. And it's a little bit like the FCC fast-tracking 5G. This has to be a conspiracy. It has to be. This is a conspiracy. I don't know a better word for it.
Well, it's not hard to meet that definition. A conspiracy is an agreement between two or more people to endeavor and plan a crime and one step in furtherance. And a conspiracy is a felony, a federal one, and every state's got the same statute. So the answer is yes, it is a conspiracy, because it's so easy to prove this as a crime. The thing I would leave you with is that, you know, we're all conspiracy theorists. And if you look at, for instance, police officers, that's what they do for a living. They are conspiracy theorists. They're trying to find people that are likely to or are breaking the law. So why do we punish people for having concerns and theorizing that a crime might be taking place? This is clearly criminal.
I guess what I struggle with, though, Todd, is the far-reaching nature of this conspiracy. Because as it relates to the bioweapon, you're talking about the revolving door at the FDA. You're talking about a giant corporation, Pfizer, another corporation, Moderna. You're talking about the mainstream media all in on it to cover up the data. And then as it relates to 5G, you're talking about the FCC. You're talking about AT&T, Verizon, big giant corporations. They must know that there are safety issues with 5G, but it's a giant conspiracy. And they're all, and again, the mainstream media working with the FCC, working with AT&T and Verizon to cover this all up.
Yes, they're covering it up. And I can prove it to you. It's really this simple. When they first decided to turn on the 5G antennas, the arrays, all of a couple of months ago, what happened? The FAA had a fit because the 5G signal was interfering with the radio navigation equipment on airplanes. Airplanes couldn't shoot their approaches in a detailed or in a very specified manner, you know, tolerances, tight tolerances. And so what happened is the FAA convinced the FCC to not allow 5G within 2.5 miles of an airport. So look, if it was good enough for the FAA, why isn't it good enough for the rest of us? I don't understand why it is we don't believe any of these things. Is it because the conspiracy is so grand? And by the way, if it is, why don't we just take them at their word? It's not like they haven't told us all of this.
And if it's requirement for 2.5 miles with the airports, why are we seeing 5G tower massive arrays being put on school roofs and school grounds by the playground where children are playing? And we can go around Tucson and look at what's been installed on the rooftops of school buildings in 2020 when the schools were locked down and nobody knew it was happening. And you can look at the dead trees next to the antenna. So
how is it that those people were exempted, doctor? So everybody got locked down, but the people installing 5G were essential workers and they were allowed to go about their business. How is that?
Good question. And then we're accused of conspiracy theory when we're trying to point out the facts that do not make sense and that are dangerous to public health.
Yeah.
We tried to bring out the safety and effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine. I was writing editorials on that in March of 2020. And we get skewered and threatened with persecution of our license for bringing out something that has been safe and effective truly for 65 years worldwide in all age groups and all types of people, including nursing mothers, elderly, and children. And yet they launch an experimental shot and an experimental antiviral remdesivir with known toxicity that they've known has toxicity from the Ebola trials with the remdesivir years ago, 50% death rate, and they've known the toxicity and death associated with animal studies in the mRNA vaccine trials 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm trying to articulate, guys, is best summed up by Woodrow Wilson. It's in regards to the scope and the breadth of this conspiracy. Woodrow Wilson said, "Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the U.S. in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of somebody, are afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it." And I think that's what I'm trying to say. This is an actual conspiracy at the highest levels, global powers, corporations aligned against humanity. And it is all a UN Agenda 2030 plan. You're right about that, Todd. That's part of the plan. And a big part of that agenda is eugenics and depopulation. So to have this conversation about 5G and COVID and the bioweapon, it's all interconnected. We have to talk about this. We have to wake people up to the reality. This is a war that's being waged against humanity.
We need a resolution, a solution. What exactly are we going to do about this, right? How are we going to stop it? And I would point out that some Australians have had some luck. They filed criminal complaints in different cities around Australia and were able to get those towers taken down based on an assault and battery theory that somebody used a dangerous instrumentality to cause them harm. And that's the legal basis. You know, go to your sheriff's office and all you need is an EMF reader. You can show the harmful effects of it.
And Todd's law firm and Todd's leadership has generated a model criminal complaint form that's on our website. In fact, you can't miss it. There's a click on the scrolling banner at the top. File a criminal complaint. This is something citizens can do. And I really would encourage parents listening to this show, get out there and check out your children's schools. Find out whether these 5G transmitter arrays have been installed on the school grounds. Get the parents' groups to speak out. And if you're not getting anywhere, do as Todd suggests, file a criminal complaint. Last option would be take your children out of that school. Put them in another school that doesn't have 5G transmitters on the grounds. And for those of you that are concerned about inflammation, blood clotting, and reduction in oxygenation of your body, there are resources discussed on our website in our early COVID treatment guide, our COVID long haul treatment guide, and our new vaccine injury guide that will be ready very shortly.
All right. As we round out the conversation, here is that tab, file a criminal complaint. And you guys can do this. We should all be doing this. Todd, explain to people how to do that. Who, as it pertains to 5G, who do we file a criminal complaint against in our area, just speak locally for us, will you?
Yeah. So the first thing is to find out exactly who has the control, the ownership of that. And they're all placarded. In fact, if you went up to a 5G array, you would find per regulation, it actually states that these are dangerous EMF emitters. And on that placard will be the ownership, and go to the, take a picture of it and attach it to a complaint. Every sheriff and police office will have a form complaint. You can fill it out and allege a battery or an assault, depending on your state's laws, that you are being injured by this. And it's a continuing injury and you're being damaged, and that you're asking for an investigation. That's all we're asking for, by the way. When you file a criminal complaint, It's the sheriff or the police that will investigate that complaint and find out if a crime is being committed. And if there is, they are the ones that present that to the prosecutor. So you're just trying to start an investigation. And I encourage you to do that. And if enough people do this, they'll have to take it seriously. And they'll have to present that. And again, it's an election year issue. If your sheriff doesn't want to do that, your attorney general doesn't want to do it, raise it as an issue. And somebody who's running will do it.
It strikes me that one of the other things we need to do is we need to coordinate and figure out where the location of all of these 5G towers are across the country. Because
there are websites.
All right. Because they set this thing up. They set this system up, you know, basically under the cover of darkness when everybody's locked down. So it is a little difficult to know what is a 5G tower compared to an old traditional 4G tower. Do they look the same? Do they look different? We all need to get educated on this, and we need to coordinate to identify these 5G towers.
I will send you a website whereby you can look up where the nearest 5G tower is, and it goes right down to the street corner where they're at, and they're everywhere. And I can tell you up and down all the interstates, you'll find them every 400 meters or so, because they intend to use them for autonomous vehicles. You know, self-driving vehicles need apparently this much speed and data capacity to do that job, and in city centers.
Yeah, please send me that. If you send me that website, I will provide the link below.
I will.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Any final words, Dr. Vliet? Appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate your having us, and I appreciate all your support for Truth for Health Foundation. We are a public charity. Our scientists and doctors, myself included, receive no compensation from public money and donations. We are volunteers. Todd is the foundation's attorney. He is providing his services pro bono. We are using our funds to fund these initiatives for legal defense grants, for the vaccine injury reporting system and data analysis, for educational programs, and for the hospital rescues that we do to help patients trapped in the hospitals not getting treatment and getting the COVID death protocol. So I really encourage our listeners to donate, to support us, be part of our crusade. I've called it the crusade of the voiceless who are silent no more. And we need to take our country back, take our medical freedom back, and take our health back right now in all ways. So thank you, Sean.
Well, thank you, Doc. Appreciate you. And Todd, as always, thank you, sir.
No, it's really my pleasure, Sean. I can't thank you enough for the work that you do. I think we're making a difference. I think, you know, what you had shown earlier, people are actually ditching their 5G services. That's really from your efforts. So thank you very kindly.
Oh, no, I'm a little guy in the fight. You guys are climbing the mountain and showing leadership. So thank you for that. And I appreciate you guys. So we'll get you guys back in another couple of weeks, okay?
That'd be wonderful.
And Sean, thank you for your megaphone.
Well, thank you so much. I wish I had a larger one. You know, YouTube makes that impossible these days for many truth tellers. So folks got to find us on places like BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, Bastion, etc. Friends, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thanks so much for your support. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. You folks are really, truly keeping us, me and my little team, in the fight for truth and real news, and for real news every day for free. Please visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family, friends. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Many of these commodity markets have been oversold on the short side. And how were those funded? Those contracts were funded with basically credit, borrowed money. So once the credit market breaks, you're going to find the things that were held up by credit are going to collapse, and the things that were held down by credit are going to explode. And just use the number 300. If you've got 300 ounces of silver, of paper silver sold for every one real ounce, what will that do to the price?